I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel journalist Judith Ritter about Hong Kong. Now, we know Hong Kong is a place to shop, but what about the food?
Well, one sophisticated Hong Kong resident once told me people in the City of Light, as it's called, live to shop and eat. And one visit, and you'll see why, there are 9,000 restaurants in Hong Kong. So, of course, you'll go to Hong Kong to try Chinese cuisine. And a couple of things not to be missed is food Shanghai style. The Li Hua restaurant takes you back to the time of the romantic Shanghai of the 30s. A live band plays old Shanghai club music and elegantly dressed people ballroom dance, while diners sit around the dance floor and feast on sweet, rich Shanghai style cookery. A must try is the bean curd dumplings stuffed with black mushrooms. Eat and dance till midnight, but be sure to get up in time for lunch with Maria Lee. She's the Julia Childs of Asia, and you can actually go to her home for lunch. She'll cook up dishes like pumpkin soup, chicken and lotus leaves, bamboo stuffed with shrimp paste, and you can reserve all that through the Hong Kong Tourist Board. Don't think fine dining in Hong Kong is only fine Chinese food. Taste the best of Japan, and you only have to go as far as the Shangri-La Hotel in Hong Kong's Kowloon District. The Shangri-La has a branch of Japan's oldest sushi restaurant, the Nadamon. The Nadamon in Tokyo is 170 years old, so if anyone has perfected sushi, it's them. And for the night you crave a little taste of Europe, check out the Hong Kong Ritz Hotel's Italian restaurant, the Toscana. Views of Hong Kong Harbor and pasta, so great, you'll think you're in Rome.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel journalist Judith Ritter. As a train buff, Judith, is there a great train experience to be had in Southeast Asia?
Well, there certainly is. The Eastern and Oriental train, the E&O, between Bangkok and Singapore is simply luxury on wheels. Everything is magic on this two-day trip up the Malay Peninsula. The train, more a five-star hotel than a railway, is British green and gold on the outside, polished wood and Chinese lacquer on the inside. And how much more romantic could a trip be than to have afternoon tea on fine china and gaze out the panoramic window at the rubber plantations and the coconut palms, the occasional water buffalo on your way to Kuala Lumpur? But no need to stay in your seat. Try the bar car with its rattan furniture and tropical drinks. And there's a library car stocked with 19th century fiction and board games. And speaking of bored, no one is ever bored, because along the route the train stops in Penang for a look around the local markets and another stop to take a look at the real bridge on the River Kwai and take a raft down the river itself. Nights on the train are even more remarkable. Guests are requested to dress formally for dinner in the elegantly appointed dining cars. What an opportunity to wear black tie or ball gown, or for 19th century nostalgia buffs to don white linen suits, or for the ladies' big brimmed hats. The five-course meals are delicious, extravagant, and imported from around the world. End the evening on the E&O with a stroll to the observation car, where you can stand outside under the moonlight and watch the track disappear under you as the E&O train winds its way through the jungle.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.